because I'm a big learn, act, share kind of guy, right? I need three of you. A little breakthrough, a tip, something you didn't know before you walked in. Just share that with us. Tim, right?
Yeah.
Tim, go ahead and just share with the group
structuring a first and a second, where you could sell off the first to satisfy the debt and still leave your second with some cash flow and future cash out if you need to.
No, awesome. That's really good. Now, and here's something to remember. I had a few people come up to me at lunch and other people were kind of out. Like, you know, the Holy Grail, right, is where when you cash out, you structure that first where there's enough to completely cash out any underlying financing, right? But if you had to have a little bit of money, and you had some money, let's say on that $24,000 second that was up there, what if you had to have $5,000 of your own money that had to stay in the deal? Right, let's say it did. So if you took $5,000 on that same calculator and put that in as $5,000 for present value and then hit the interest rate per year, the rate of return on your $5,000 at 200 and something a month, you guys with me on that? You follow that? That's a big deal. So if you had to keep $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 in, right, when you were originally structured that deal, or you had to bring it in to pay off your private lender to make that deal, and you said, I want to hold that second. You guys follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that second's worth 24, but you've only got 8 in, and it's 200 and something a month. And when you plug it in and go change your present value to whatever you had to stay in the deal on, and then hit, all you do is hit the number on your calculator. Some of those, I put $7,000 in there when we were up here talking to someone. I think the rate of return went to 36%.
Yeah, but you already collect 12 as well.
What's that?
You already collect 12 as well.
So exactly. So your net in the deal may not even be 7. So yeah. You see what I mean? You're collecting your down payment. A lot of these deals, you don't have money in the deal. Yep. Right? But now, people ask me, does it take relationships to be able to have that person to sell off a 70% first? Like, if you have a predictable exit for that 70% first, what does that do to your model? It's like, it's endless. It's like, how fast can you put deals in the hopper, right? You know, and you had a good question earlier on valuation. You know, sophisticated money is going to be valuing on what the value is today versus you marking it up. That was a good question, too. Two more quick ones. Go ahead.
Good part about buying or selling a portion of the note, not just the whole.
Yeah.
So and, like 120
and here, the whole. Awesome. And what I'll commit to do, because that was a big takeaway for her, and I didn't even show you pictures of how that all goes. So I will commit, if Coach and Mark, maybe it might be more of a webinar, right? But I could go through that, or I am going to cover that at our July event. But if you can't make that, you know, because that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I just want you to imagine, you've all heard of a simultaneous close, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just to add to that real quick, let's say you're buying a $70,000 note that has $100 owed on it, right? You come into funding, so you immediately sell off $69,900. Someone buys that amount of payments. And there's ways you just structure it, how many payments do they need. If it's a spreadsheet, it just tells you at a certain yield how many payments do they have to buy for $69,900. And you sell that number of payments via contract, and then that, guess what the $100 comes in? You bring that $100 in from your Roth IRA. So the Roth IRA for $100 owns the back end tail. And if it just, let's say it paid out as agreed, no refinance, early payoff, right? It just paid out as agreed. After, let's say you sold 10, for the $69,900, let's say you sold 10 years of payments. So now payment 121, beyond if it paid out, is gonna go back to who owns the tail. So your Roth IRA gets 800 whatever bucks a month, you know. So that's a major, major, major wealth building strategy where you can turbocharge your retirement with your Roth IRA. So who here believes that we should all contribute and pay some taxes, but we don't want to pay more than our fair share, right? You know, so it's like, right, so you know, there's disagreements on what the fair share is, but anyway.